You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. That was Three Man Army with Can I Leave the Summer off of Mahisha from 1974. Three Man Army were made up of Adrian Gervitz on guitar, his brother Paul Gervitz on bass, both of whom were in Gunn and would go on to play in the Baker Gervitz Army. The drummer was Tony Newman, who played with Jeff Beck, Bowie, Chris Bedding, and was in May Blitz, which is a classic rock mine favorite. Okay, so before Three Man Army, Manfred Mann's Earth Band with Cloudy Eyes off of Messen from 1973. Terje, Jesper, and Joachim from Denmark gave us Between the Shields off of Terje, Jesper, and Joachim from 1970. Harry Chapter gave us Pauline off of Eyes from 1970. Those guys were from Germany. And earlier in 1970, Harry Chapter were called the Chaparral Electric Sound Incorporated, and they gave us Pray for Peace off of Electric Sound for Dancing. Also from 1970 in Germany. So that was that set of music. They went from the Chaparral Electric Sound Incorporated and changed their name to Harry Chapter. So go figure. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for 50 more minutes, gang. And then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we have 50 minutes to listen to all kinds of obscure classic rock, which is what we are going to continue doing right now.
one off of our last album, White Hot and Blue. This is one that Junior Wells did called Messing with a Kid. 1, 2, 3, 4. As in gear, I work for that bear up on an 8-hour shift. Well, now, well, look at what you do. Call it what you wanna, I call it messing with the kid. But you take the kid's car and you drive around back. Tell everybody, look what you got. Well, now, well, look at what you do. Yeah. We call it what you want, I call it messing with the kid. No, the kid don't die, he don't play. Say what he mean and he mean what he say. Well now, well, look at what you do. Yeah. Call it what you want, I call it messing with the kid.
Thank you.
as a gift. I'm back for that bed, I'm born an 8-hour shift. Well, now, well, look at what you did. Call it what you wanna, I call it messing with the kid. What's that now?
live alone with gleaming whiskey dreams. So very strange, impulse to peace it seems. And the glistening courtesan still smile while I'm alone all night. Stop for a while, yeah. Moonlight ladies, save me from the raging night. Moonlight ladies, turn me into
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
That was The Dream from Norway with Night of the Lonely Organist and His Mysterious Pals. That's off of an album called Get Dreamy from 1967, because when else would you name a song Night of the Lonely Organist and His Mysterious Pals, except in 1967. Now, The Dream were like a psych band in Norway, but the guitarist, a guy by the name of Terje Rypdal, I don't know how you pronounce it, went on to be like a massive, massive jazz guitar god all throughout Scandinavia. And he got started doing stuff like, as I said before, Night of the Lonely Organist and His Mysterious Pals. Before that, we heard from Thunder Pussy with Moonlight Ladies off of Documents of Captivity from 1973. Thunder Pussy were from Illinois, and I believe they were this Thunder Pussy was the first band named Thunder Pussy. And that, like, if you look for a band named Thunder Pussy, there's like a million bands out there now. But these guys were the best, and I think that song rocked. Okay, before Thunder... Oh, they also do a killer version of Eleanor Rigby, which I've played on the show before. It's like a full 11 and a half minutes, and it's fantastic. Before Thunder Pussy, Johnny Winter. A sentence I've never said before. Before Thunder Pussy, Johnny Winter. Johnny Winter with Messin' with the Kid, live from Rockpalast in 1979. That, of course, was recorded in Germany. And we started that set off way back when with John Mayall and Eric Clapton with their cover of Freddie King's Hideaway. And that is off of the Blues Breakers album, which is also called the Beano album, because that's the comic book that is being read on the cover. That's from 66. And boy, oh boy, if Eric Clapton kept playing like that, man, I would have stayed a fan, but he didn't. And that was that set of music, all of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We have 25 minutes left, gang. And then Belinda comes in and takes over the studio with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, we are going to keep playing all kinds of obscure classic rock, at least for 25 minutes. And where are we going now? We are going to Belgium. Who knew? Classic rock in Belgium. 1972, these guys opened for Focus and Yes. So dig it and dig it deep.
Ah! It's all lies!
Okay, that was My Solid Ground from Germany with That's You off of My Solid Ground from Germany. Oh, sorry. From 1971. I know nothing about those guys, but I really like that song. Before that, we were in Australia for Masters Apprentices with Caddy off of Choice Cuts, also from 71. The Fifth Dimension gave us their cover of Feeling All Right. That is off of Portrait from 1970. And let's see, before that we were in the UK for a band called Dark, a song called In the Sky from an album called Round the Edges, which came out in 72. And let's see, before that we were in Belgium for Irish Coffee and a song called Child off of the Irish Coffee album in 1972. So Belgium, Australia, Germany, Norway, Illinois, all over the place tonight on Classic Rock Mine. And that brings us to the end of this edition. Belinda is setting up with all kinds of bubbles and think tanks taking place in the studio. I have one more song for you. This is Classic Rock Mine. I am on alternate Saturday nights from 9 to 11, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. You can check out the Facebook page, Classic Rock Mine, and you can sit there and listen, which is the best thing to do with obscure classic rock. All right, this is the last song. We are going to the Netherlands, and what can I tell you about these guys? Not much. They are, the band's called Q65, letter Q, number 65, and their album is called Afghanistan in the Netherlands, 1971, and the song I'm going to play sort of takes off from the Peter Gunn theme, but it's really cool. Everybody incorporated Peter Gunn at some point in their musical repertoire, but I think these guys did it really cool. So dig this, and then dig Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I will be back in 2 weeks. Bye!